Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Happy there's peace in the kingdom. I present to you Queen Jennifer.
Oh, it's about time.
Yes, right. Anointed and appointed.
Finally.
And we have Prince Ken here with us on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Of course, I am King Dudley of Dudley World. And so we get started with our overview of what's going on in the world in this hour. It's Friday the 6th of March. And as usual, we have posted the top 10 talk topics at DougSteffen.com in the poll section. And the big items this week are the Netanyahu speech. I don't know that there's much more to say about that. Do you, Jen Jen?
No.
Okay, the next item. Quickly moving along. Because I know Kenny's got nothing else to say about it. We've all talked it through and talked it out. The Supreme Court hearing on the Obamacare case. An hour and 25 minutes of sheer delight. And perhaps that's all that deserves, too.
If they did speed legislation, that would be great.
You know what I find most interesting about this is that it hinges on four words. Here's this 1,200-page document, and they've hung the thing out to dry based on, no, don't get me wrong, I don't know that I think that it shouldn't be revised. I don't know if dumped is the right way of dealing with it, but very interesting that it gets down to the nuance of four words. And so where it goes, it's either Justice Roberts or Justice Kennedy who will decide the fate of Obamacare. So what did you say on your local program about this yesterday? I know you talked about it.
We actually didn't.
Didn't you?
It's so funny. We actually did not get to it. It was only an hour, my local program. And
did you
do a little local news, which
Harrison Ford. Wow, no. Harrison Ford had to be the number one.
No, we did, because that happened after.
Yeah. Oh!
So, no, it was all about, there's some immigration stuff going on.
No.
And, yeah.
Really?
And some new gun stuff. And then
gun stuff, even better.
Can we
shoot the immigrants with the new guns?
We could. And then the biggest controversy of the day, and then we're going to go back to Obamacare, I promise, but the biggest controversy of the day, the Girl Scout cookies. Did you hear about this?
No. What's going on with Girl Scout cookies?
Depending on where you are, your Girl Scout cookies could be different than my Girl Scout cookies.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Because not there's as much sugar? Am I sugar-free? What's
well, it depends. There, the difference in calories, the difference in protein and sugar, the difference in taste. Okay, so a lot of people like the Thin Mints, right?
Yeah.
Depending on where you are, your Thin Mints will either be thinner, crispier, crunchier, or richer, butterier, that's a tough word, chocolatier, depending on where you are. And, like, the other ones that we like, I like the Samoas, you know, the caramel and the coconut. But you may not know what a Samoa is because in most of the country they're called Caramel Delights because they're made by two different bakers.
Samoa. More of them.
Not a s'more, a Samoa.
More of them. Give me s'more of them.
Anyway, isn't that an outrage?
That is outrageous. My God.
That was horrible.
I think that's awful.
I mean, I like to go after the hard-hitting issues. Right? This Obamacare stuff. I want to talk about the Thin Mint.
Me too. I want to know how Harrison Ford, now that there is a little bit of the dust has cleared, plane got wrecked, he landed on the golf course next to the Santa Monica Airport, taking off there. Knowing the area, actually, I probably know that area better than you do.
Oh, you definitely might.
Because I drive that way. You know, I'm going to the airport. I eliminate the 405 and I drive down. Centinella. Centinella, thank you. I never get that word.
But you know it much better than me.
Yes. Well, I don't know the name. I'll be a smart acre. So you drive by the airport, and there's a golf course that's sort of kitty-corner next to the airport, and I think it's Venice. It's either Washington Boulevard or Venice Boulevard that's there. So, but the plane, it's the same as the LAX takeoff. It's right over the water. So he was smart enough, when the engine went boom, 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 to bank it and land on the golf course instead of out in the ocean. At least that's what it would appear.
I'm going to guarantee you, okay, he's okay.
Yeah. Oh, he's okay.
I'm going to guarantee you it was probably one of the thrills of his life to land a plane on the golf course with the engine failing.
Why would you say that?
Because think about it. I mean, when you walk out of a plane, you walk away from a plane crash, you've got to feel pretty like,
whoa. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
And then when you're the one that actually did the landing on the golf course, I mean, mm-hmm. come on. There's got to be a real rush from that.
So he reported engine failure right as he had taken off. It was around 2:20 yesterday afternoon. Told air traffic control he was returning to the airport, but he couldn't make it. He clipped the top of the tree and then landed on the golf course. There was a fellow, as you can imagine, TMZ, Entertainment Tonight, every one of those damn camera crews went, wow!
Yeah, this is what gets me is, you know, I'm Southern California girl, so I sign up for news alerts. I don't know. I'm sure a lot of you guys do the same thing.
Well, of course.
And on my phone starts going crazy. Bzz, bzz, bzz. Yeah, Harrison Ford, plane crash, Harrison Ford, blah, blah, blah. Driving in my car later last night, and I hear that there was a shooting at CSUN, which is Cal State University Northridge, where I went to school. And I'm like, what? Like a shooting? Guns fired? What happened? I can't find that story. It's not on my Harrison Ford bogged me down from like real news.
Yes. Well, that was real news.
It was real news.
In a sense. Right. Yeah, of course it was. All right, here, this is from the not real news department, because everybody knows it's no news that Jennifer's drinking BuzzBox coffee. BuzzBox coffee, the official coffee of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Why would that be the case? Because it is excellent. It is great. It's super.
It's my life's elixir.
It is an elixir. I like that. That's very good. My life's elixir. Find out why Jennifer is so thrilled to be drinking BuzzBox coffee. Call 866-456-7805 and get your free pound of BuzzBox coffee to get started. They know that you've not heard of BuzzBox other than what you hear from listening to me. So how are you going to be assured this is the right thing? They'll pay for the first pound of BuzzBox coffee that you get. All you got to do is order it at 866-456-7805. Why would you be drinking that same old crap that you have been drinking for so many years that you don't really like anyway? Especially when you find out that if you drink the flavored coffees, it's all stuff that's really, really bad for you. This is good coffee, good for you. If you have the habit, then you need to get the right habit, and that you'll get by calling 866-456-7805. Free coffee from BuzzBox. BuzzBox, 1% top grade Arabica coffee delivered to your home in regular shipments. You will like it. You will love it. You will drink it. You will talk about it. So start getting it. It being BuzzBox coffee. Get the free pound of coffee at 866-456-7805 or just click onto the big orange box on any page at DougSteffen.com.
Not all barbecues are the same. Not all guitar licks are the same. Not all motor oils are the same either. Valvoline Full Synthetic, high mileage with MaxLite technology, actually is different. It's the superior protection of synthetic for cars over 75,000 miles. But don't just believe us. See for yourself at seeadifference.com. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood. Visit AutoZone now and buy 5 quarts of Valvoline and an oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. Ugh, do you have stuff to clean this disaster of a break room?
Sure, Staples has wipes, paper towels, sprays, sponges, all at a low price.
How about these floors?
Disinfectant cleaners, mops, bucket with side press wringers, and yellow wet floor signs.
Does anyone know how long it takes to reheat cod?
We also have air fresheners.
I'll take a case of those.
Make on budget happen, make cleaning up happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a Lysol Wipes 3-pack for just $4.99.
Offer valid on SKU 950423 in store and online. It's 314 while supplies last. See store, Staples.com for details.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. soft. So I eat Velveeta Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before riding a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita soft baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, mourn and win.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait.
16 rested. I keep doing that with that particular spot. 16 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. It's Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler and names in the news. Let's start with Michael Brown, who, by the way, is still dead. His parents, after looking at the report this week from the Attorney General's office, some clever attorneys working for the Brown family, say it's time to sue the city.
Cash in.
Let's get the dough. And they'll get plenty of it, I'm betting.
Oh, yeah, in a civil trial for sure.
Right. We feel Officer Wilson did not need to shoot and kill Michael Brown, says the lawyer. Okay. That's not much news there. Let's keep going. The lawyer's name is Gray. He said that the case will allow for a more accurate picture of what took place. The parents were on hand. They did not take any questions. Attorney said they believe that they can win a civil case.
Now, so again, it doesn't even matter. Name of the civil
the
case.
OJ
you don't
thing,
need.
Remember?
Yeah. Ron Goldman's family sued OJ, and I think the Browns did too for Nicole's death. But with the civil trial, you only need like what, 8 of the jurors.
I think the Brown family should sue OJ.
They did, I think.
No. Not that Brown family.
Michael Brown. I bet you meant Nicole Brown.
No. Let's have this family
sue.
Yes,
they did, didn't they?
Yeah, let's go get them.
We could all sue OJ.
Let's just sue them. Yeah. All right, so now the next name in the news is this Jody Arias.
What a nut.
I have never been able to put this. Whenever I see this, I just kind of turn my head and, okay, give me something else that's important. But apparently the jury is deadlocked at 11-1. In favor of the death penalty. So 11 people want her to fry and one person doesn't or whatever. What state is she in? Does she get the
bit? She's in Arizona.
All right, so they get the needle there? It's all a needle.
I think they do a needle, yeah.
So she'll never die anyway because they can't find the right stuff to put anybody to sleep. Right, yeah. So what's the story?
The sentencing phase. So she already had her trial and she already has a guilty verdict.
They
bring a new jury in to figure out what kind of penalty she gets.
Is that unusual? Is that something?
I thought that the judges always decided. I don't know. But in any case, it's what's been going on and going on forever because there was all this controversy that she was going to testify on her own behalf, which she did. And she's very, from what I've heard, everybody says that even in prison, like she is so manipulative that she can actually make you do things for her.
Really?
Like in prison and in wherever she is, she's constantly manipulating people.
She's putting on the Ritz all the time then, is that
yeah,
it?
Yeah, so this jury, it was 11-1. That one person saved your. So now, because it was a hung jury, this is the second time they couldn't get her for a death penalty. So now the judge can decide whether or not she gets life in prison with the possibility of release after 25 years.
What?
Or just life in prison. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
After all that, she's going to get out in 25 years? How old is
she? It's either life in prison, life term, or possibility of release after 25 years. And she's young. I mean, she's got to be, what? She looks 30?
20? Late 20s, early 30s, something like that?
Something like that. I mean, she's not an old person.
So what did she do, actually? Give us the quick thumbnail for those people who don't remember what she did, Jody Arias.
She was in this relationship with this guy, and I guess he tried to dump her. He tried to go on and move on, and she moved him on.
She moved him on.
She did
more than bobbitize him, too. 21 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Conversation about what's going on in the world.
Hi.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology. Trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Exercising regularly has been like a prayer for Madonna. She says thanks to staying active. She didn't suffer much after she fell down during the performance. Excuse me, last week, the Brit Awards, Jen.
Mm-hmm.
If I wasn't in good shape.
That was nasty, by the way, that fall.
Yeah, it looked like it was, yeah.
Right on the tailbone, it looked like.
Yeah. A lot of the fact that I came out of it all right because I'm in good shape. She's too skinny, though. She has muscles, but she doesn't have. It's just, she's so skinny. Ugh.
And, you know, that was new for her because remember when she was really popular, like a virgin, she wasn't skinny. She was.
No, yeah, she had some meat.
A little meat, yeah.
56 years old. And is okay. So let's leave that and keep moving here because this is time every day we set aside for the monologues from the late night shows. Have a little smile on your face. You probably will after you listen to Conan O'Brien, Jimmy Fallon, and Seth Meyers for a moment or two.
A Chinese family was kicked off a flight to Hong Kong, kicked off because their 3-year-old wouldn't sit in his seat. Yeah. As a result, the 3-year-old missed his first day of work.
Yesterday, the Supreme Court spent over an hour listening to arguments on whether Obamacare is unconstitutional. Yep, listening to arguments about Obamacare for an hour, or as most people call that, Thanksgiving dinner. And he's like, oh yeah, I get it, Dad. You don't get it, oh yeah. That's right, the Supreme Court spent over an hour listening to arguments on whether Obamacare is unconstitutional. It's pretty close right now. It looks like 4 opposed, 4 in favor, and 1 asleep. And Hillary Clinton gave a big speech in Washington, D.C. this week, and we'll check out what she had to say.
And I suppose it's only fair to say, don't you someday want to see a woman president of the United States of America?
Yeah. Yes, her name's Jennifer Warren.
I went crazy. Well, Biden said, looks like I'm going to have to pull up Mrs. Doubtfire. All right, here we go.
Hello! I'm running for president!
A woman president, yeah, that Chris Christie said, would you settle for just someone who wears a bra? And he goes, no, that's not what we're saying, Chris. But thank you for asking. Thank you for asking. But actually, she may have some competition. There's rumors that former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley may enter the race and challenge Hillary for the Democratic nomination. Yeah, Hillary's not worried. I mean, who's going to go from being totally unknown to beating her for the presidency? You know what I'm saying? How would that ever happen? Of course, the big story out of Washington is Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's speech to Congress, where he was very critical of President Obama. And I saw Republicans actually gave Netanyahu a standing ovation. It's crazy. Normally the only time Republican congressmen clap that hard is when they're trying to turn off their lights. Like, clap on.
Where's the clapper?
Clap on. Clap on. But not everyone was happy. No, in fact, a bunch of Democrats actually got together to give a rebuttal, and it could just be me, but they all seemed a little flustered. Check this out. One.
The majority of the Israeli people, that's what Prime Minister Netanyahu was doing.
And Prime Minister Netanyahu should not have accepted this invitation.
This nation is currently involved in sensitive ongoing negotiations with Iran.
Just last year, the Prime Minister said... On the bottom? Yeah. No. Anyway.
It's hard, bud. You see that?
Prime Minister... Prime Minister Netanyahu. Even John Travolta was like, it's Benjamin Netanyahu. Benjamin Netanyahu.
There's a lot of talk about politicians and emails this week, with Hillary Clinton, but John McCain said today that he doesn't use email because he's not a calm person and he wouldn't want to email something he'd regret. Also, he can't find the send button on his typewriter.
Maybe an underscore here are the old fogies who are in Congress or in the Senate. Time for a little broom and a little cleanse. Get Megan, his daughter, in there into that seat. That'd be a good idea. 28 past the hour. You're listening to Good Day.
This is Mark Green, and welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Ron Christie and David Korn. Coming right up, is it good or bad news? There were 50 million auto recalls last year.
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window.
And then, somehow, my hand.
My hand!
And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right!
It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides Question with David Korn and Ron Christie. Consumer Reports just issued a study how the Federal Auto Agency and General Motors have not kept cars safe enough. Haven't they learned something since unsafe at any speed?
Well, I think there's a compelling need for the United States government to have uniform standards across all 50 states when it relates to highway safety, when it relates to consumers having the ability to know that there are benchmarks in place that manufacturers of cars have to adhere to, as well as I think that there's a lot of sense to allow states to form their own speed limits. So yes, I do think there's a legitimate role. I mean, there's a lot that I have a problem with government overreach, but in this particular case, this isn't one of them.
For the past couple of years, people have talked about NHTSA, the federal agency in charge of automobile safety, as not having enough power and enough clout. I was watching before I headed over here, the Conservative Political Action Conference. I was watching Rick Perry, who in the middle of, you know, his campaign pitch just went on this rant against government regulation. Is he really against, you know, regulating car safety the way we've been talking about? It's hard to have a reasonable conversation about this if you have leaders on one side just saying all regulations are bad.
That was your Both Sides Minute today with former Bush aide Ron Christie and Mother Jones writer David Korn.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freewaterproofmatch.com. Again, that's freewaterproofmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freewaterproofmatch.com today.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Here, now that your attention has waned for a few minutes, time for you to get back into focus with Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. Good morning to you. It's time for Deja Vu. Here's what you need to know. The United States government
is
issuing the February jobs report this morning, and it's expected to show some gains. Economists will be paying particular attention to whether what you get paid is more this month than it was last month. How many people had wages that went up? Raise your hands, please. Nobody's hands going up in this room.
Bueller. Bueller.
The president is going to take credit for this as he discusses economic opportunity in a meeting at Benedict College in South Carolina this afternoon. I'm suggesting, I don't know, I haven't seen the speech. They don't send copies of his speeches to me, for whatever the reason. But I'm betting he'll take credit. What do you think? Is that a safe bet? Yes or no?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Okay.
Sure.
Now, tomorrow, he and his family are going to Selma to commemorate the 50th anniversary of the march.
Guess who they're going with?
Hillary.
No.
Who?
George W. Bush.
Really?
Seriously.
Good. That's good.
That. Good. Good. Nothing. I just thought that was cool.
Why him?
Former president.
Well, his father's a former president, too, so is Bill Clinton.
Yeah, but he's not in traveling mode, and Bill Clinton and Obama are probably trying to stay as far out of each other's space as possible at this point.
Right.
So who else but George W. to go?
There you go. Okay, speaking of anniversaries, guess what happened a year ago today?
I know it was getting close for me going to Antigua.
Yeah.
I don't know. What?
Well, if you'd have taken a Malaysian Airlines plane.
Oh, that's what it was. You got it.
You wouldn't have gotten there. Or maybe you'd have been there and nobody knew you were there.
One of the only channels, there were two channels that came into the hotel in Antigua. One was CNN, one was Fox News. And watching CNN's coverage of that plane crash was...
All right, let's go back a little further in history. the archaeologists are, the international community of archaeologists who knew there was a group, but there is, are outraged today at the destruction of the ancient Assyrian city of Nimrud in Iraq by
Nimrod.
It's R-U-D, not R-O-D. Nimrod is one of those trailer home things that you carry, right?
I always Nimrod? Thought like, wasn't it like, oh, a numbskull? Nimrod? Dimwit?
That
I don't
could
remember.
Be, yeah.
What was a Nimrod?
I wouldn't know because I don't have any of them in my family. Do you know of some of them in your family?
Of course.
Some of those people that came from Mississippi that are in your family or wherever they're from? Where are they from?
Some of my family's from North Carolina.
North Carolina's not bad. Kenny was there, right? Yeah. It's not bad. North Carolina's a nice place.
Yeah.
Why did I think you were from Mississippi or something?
Because you make things up about me all the time.
It wasn't what you said. No, wait a minute. It wasn't what you said just then. It was the way you said it. That's
why I'm a trained professional.
Yes, you are.
I'm like a what do they call those?
Chimpanzee.
No, those dancers.
Or an elephant.
Like an expressive dancer.
Ringling Brothers, Barnum and Bailey Circus.
This is an outrage.
Is going to eliminate the use of elephants.
Give me a break.
In the circus, no more elephants. It's cruel and abusive to have an elephant in the parade, an elephant in the circus
they
tent.
They like it.
How do you know that?
Well, I don't know, but they're so cute.
Elephant? You ever ride an elephant?
No, I've always wanted to, though.
I rode one once. Rode a camel once, too. Oy. You miss nothing by taking a ride on either one of them.
I don't want to tell you some of
them. You want to tell me what?
Some of the animals I've ridden.
Okay, good. Thank you. So we were talking about the Supreme Court and the hearing this week on Obamacare. The next deal for them is set for the 28th of April.
I've marked it on my calendar.
Good. The arguments on whether same-sex couples have a constitutional right to marry. State legislatures around the country, assuming that the right will be affirmed, taking up bills that would make it easier for businesses and individuals to opt out of serving gay couples on religious grounds. And then there's Ben Carson.
Who entered the race, and then 3 hours later, is officially done.
See you later. Now
I am in, and now I'm out.
All right. That's right. Okay.
This is Dr. Open. Ben Carson signing off.
See you later, alligator. Okay. All right. Let's get serious now for a moment. The Connecticut Commission releasing today the final recommendations to the governor of Connecticut 2 years after those school children were gunned down at the Sandy Hook Elementary School. There was an earlier draft of this report that sought simple measures like ensuring the classrooms can be locked from the inside, but also difficult changes like stricter gun laws and overhauls to the mental health care system, which nobody seems to agree upon. It's like gun control. No, you're never going to get gun legislation through, no matter what.
Hope right. not.
We talked about Bill Clinton a minute ago?
We did.
He and Chelsea are hosting the Clinton Global Initiative University Conference today at the University of Miami. Mrs. Clinton will speak.
She's at home working on her email.
That's, you know what, that still is. I find that to be sort of like a put-up. What did she say yesterday at some speech? Isn't it time for America to have a president who's a woman?
Yeah, let's start playing that card now when you're in trouble.
Oh, I don't think she's in trouble. I don't see that she's in trouble.
She committed. This could be a felony.
Oh, how is it a felony?
Not doing federal email and destroying your emails as evidence?
Why, she didn't destroy him. Oh, what does it say she destroyed
here's
him?
Here's the thing. She had her own server in her home.
Yeah.
So just nobody can control what's archived, what's deleted. What's
what would she have to gain by doing, unless she made a deal yesterday?
It's all from the Benghazi stuff.
Okay, so here's what happened yesterday when you were not here, Jennifer.
Yes.
There was a penetrating, provocative discussion that Kenny and Richie and I
here.
Had. You weren't here. This was a penetrating, provocative discussion about Mrs. Clinton and her emails and what in the world is going on here. What happened to all those email? The fact that she had said, okay, let's just release them all, seems to me takes all of the hooch out of the argument that she was trying to. But I did say here, I set forth, this was the provocative part. I said, let's just, for the heck of it, say that Mrs. Clinton went to the president of France. Kenny, correct me if I'm not getting the details of what I said yesterday correctly.
Okay.
Go to the president of France and say, all right, Mr. President, okay. I'm running for president. If you give me $150,000, I'll make sure that the taxes are taken off all of French wine that comes into America, and it'll make sure that the wines from France get the superb and ultimate
pay.
Well, more than equal if they don't have any taxes on it. So he says, fine, I'll give you $150,000. Here, this goes to your account. So could that have been the reason that you want to have all this email?
Well, I mean, it's already known that her foundation has taken money from other governments, number one. Yeah.
Wow.
Number two, she's got... Okay, so there's a couple of different issues at play. Number one is a security issue. First, all government employees are supposed to have a .gov email address, okay, for security reasons and for transparency reasons. She chose not to ever use that .gov email address and always used her Clinton email.com address.
Mm-hmm.
So for safety, for security measures, it's going to be a lot easier to hack into ClintonEmail.com than it would be to hack into a .gov. So on a safety issue, that makes me nervous because you've got all these other governments out there that can hack in and get secrets. She's the Secretary of State, for crying out loud. Secondly, she housed her own personal server hosted by whatever, GoDaddy, at her own house in Chappaqua, which means she has control over whatever's on the server. So even if she hands over all of her emails right now, Doug, there's no telling what was deleted, what was already poured through. She can hand over everything she wants, but if she controls her server, things are already deleted if she wants it to be. And then third, what kind of decision-making does that show that she does? Either she didn't know, and it was a stupid decision to make, and she is innocent, but it was a stupid decision to make, or she did it on purpose because she's got things to hide. I mean, it's just... It
she's a crook! She's a criminal!
You don't know. I'm not saying she needs to be in jail, but this is a felony. I mean, it really is. She could get convicted and be a felon.
Really?
It won't be because they'd have to prove she deleted emails.
Right.
Can't prove it.
Unless they confiscate the server, and then they might be able to.
Winter on the Wane, coming up in a few minutes here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Ladies and gentle people everywhere, time to stop you from losing your hair. Your hair is falling out prematurely, is it? This is an affliction that affects more than half the people in our population. So I'm speaking to 150 million people right now.
Hello.
Those of you who are not paying attention, you'll get a zero in the quiz. This is about Provia, a powerful all-natural hair thinning treatment which contains a unique blend of plant extracts. Aren't you glad to know that? Why do you care what's in it? But nice to know it's all natural.
I think
but other
natural
than that,
makes you feel
yeah,
good.
Natural's good. Other than that, though, what you want to know is what it does. And what it does is cleanse the pores of the gluck and crapola that you've had in there for years because you use those cheap, horrible shampoos. Anything that's creamy colored, you don't want in your hair. Any of these gels you put in your hair to make it stand up straight or make it stay in place, all of that stuff, it's going to add up sooner or later to you losing your hair because the pores are plugged up and the follicles that come under your scalp grow out.
It's like baseball hat syndrome.
Yeah. So, best way to fix that problem is to call 800-525-8319. Provia delivers on its promise, but you got to get it into your home and onto your hair first. And the way to do that is call 800-525-8319. Order Provia today. And if you are we still talking or am I? I can still talk. Okay, thank you, Kara. Kara's not used to me yet, Kenny. She's not used to my inflection. Kara, here's the key. I'll mention the phone number four times. So far, I've only mentioned it twice. So here's a couple
now
more.
You start over.
No, I'm not. Well, I don't want to start
That'll
over.
That'll show her.
Yeah.
We'll be here all day.
Your hair will be down to your shoulders by the end of the day. 800-525-8319. That's the number for Provia. area, 800. This is the fourth time, Kara. 800-525-8319.
Spring flooring season continues at Lumber Liquidators. Get hardwood flooring looks on sale, like the must-have look of distressed hardwood. Don't pay $4.89 at other stores this week. Save almost 40% on pre-finished Savannah oak hardwood. Or get the look of Brazilian cherry for less than half of what you'll pay at other stores this week. Santo Andre laminate is just 99 cents. Plus, deals on 400 styles of hardwood, bamboo, and more from 49 cents. And get 18 months special financing. The look and style of hardwood is on sale now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Kid, let me paint you a picture. Tuesday night, your cog belt goes bust. Who will help you get what you need fast? Without the hoops, hurdles, or headaches? Granger, that's who. I love Granger. They got a wide variety of products and solutions. Granger makes it easy to get everything we need and answers for when we're not sure what the answer is. Now, kid, let me paint you another picture. It looks like a mop, a basement bathroom, and you all over it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that will happen to you when you get on Super Beets. The easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of three whole beets and just one teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free, comes with your first order, and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get a free book entitled Beat the Odds, free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister, guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go.
So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
All right, everybody together, I want to shout out for Michael Shulock, S-H-U-L-O-C-K.
Shulock.
Who lives in Vero Beach, Florida, listens to us on WTTB, has enjoyed the program, especially my interest in farming and agriculture in general. So, Michael, thank you for that.
Nice.
That is very nice. Plane, here's the headline, plane skids, drivers stranded. How'd you like to have been with the other 127 passengers and the five crew members on that Delta flight?
I'd pass.
The scare of their lives yesterday. The plane slid off the runway and skidded for about 20 seconds before it stopped on a small embankment just feet away from the frigid waters of Long Island Sound. 24 people suffered non-life-threatening injuries. But that's never a scenario that I want to find myself involved in. Thank you very much. As much as I fly, I always feel pretty good. Once the plane's off the ground, okay, that's good. Once the plane gets back on the ground, yep, that's good.
And did you see there was like a guy from the New York Giants on the plane, and he goes, I wish I would have stayed home. That was his big tweet with the picture of that.
Yep. Listen, winter's on the wane. That's the good news. I'm looking the forecast. Wayne, you remember him from that movie of the same name, Wayne's World? On the Wayne's World.
Sure. Part time. Excellent.
So next week, I'm going back to, Friday. Tomorrow I go back to Los Angeles. But the next, next week, the temperatures here will be in the 40s to near 50 degrees, and I'm getting, I'm happy to see that some of the cows that have been suffering will not be suffering as much. We started feeding them more silage, the brew grain and the silage together, and yesterday, still we've got a couple, 3 feet. The snow has really settled and gotten real hard, so the cows can walk on the top of it now. And so that's what they were doing. They were playing and running around and chasing each other because they're eating the combination of brewer's grain and the silage together, and it's like a mash, and they get silly. Jumping around, they had a lot of fun. It was fun to see. 51 after on Good Day.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Dun dun dun. Wanna do that? Dun dun dun. Dun dun dun. Dun dun dun. Dun 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 dun. Jennifer's saying he's losing it. Call my father.
Lose it.
53, actually almost 54 at the hour. Doug Steffen and Tech Talk time now. Starting with Shelley Palmer. A lot of news, a lot of Apple information and Sony information, that sort of good stuff for you to absorb. First, however, Shelley Palmer, our daily reporter, will talk with you about tips that he has on how to disable autoplay of videos on Netflix. Wow! That's up next here on Good Day.
Do you want to learn how to mask your identity to browse inappropriate websites and stream media while at the office?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's web security solutions keep online activity clean and ensure internet bandwidth performance. Reclaim your network, like 150,000 other businesses already have. To learn more about preventing web-based threats, visit barracuda.com/web.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, if you've ever lost an entire weekend to binge-watching House of Cards on Netflix, you know how dangerous its autoplay feature can be. If you want to regain your productivity, it's really easy to stop Netflix from automatically playing that next episode. Head to Netflix.com and click on your name in the upper right-hand corner. Then click on Your Account. Under the My Profile section, click on Playback Settings. Uncheck the box marked Play Next Episode Automatically, and you're free from the clutches of autoplay. That playback settings menu can not only save you time from binge watching, but it can save you money on your wireless phone bill too. On that same menu, you can change how much data Netflix uses. It defaults to auto, but if you only watch Netflix on the go, you can set it to low to save money by streaming video in basic video quality. Got unlimited data or mostly watch Netflix at home? Crank the data usage up to high and let her rip. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Hello, this is Scott for Scott's Turf Builder Longford. Lads, your lawn is a living, breathing thing, and right now it's hungry, famished even. So it's up to you to feed it, and feed it today with Scott's Turf Builder Longford. A prompt feeding now in early spring and another in late spring strengthens and helps protect your lawn from future problems. Learn more at Scott's.com. Go on, put down some Scott's Turf Builder Longford this weekend. Feed your lawn. Feed it.
Know how. Buying regular oil is like buying one-ply toilet. toilet paper. It gets the job done, but things can run a little rough. Luckily, Napa's got Mobil 1 Synthetic for just $5.99 a quart. At $5.99 for a quart of Mobil 1, you should save just enough change to spring for the good stuff. Two-ply. Oh, yeah. Conquer the job with Napa know-how. General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state local taxes or recycling fees at participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 3/31/15.
It seems Apple Pay has been used to make fraudulent purchases by people who enter stolen credit card data on iPhones. Story in today's Wall Street Journal reports that the payment system itself not penetrated by hackers, but I guess that but is dut. So there's still a lot of work to be done, it would appear, on making Apple Pay secure. Is that pretty much the consensus, Kenny, you think?
No, not at all. Apple Pay is secure. It's the banks that aren't.
Well, I mean, but the coordinated. So should you not use that? Maybe that's the question. Not use Apple Pay because the banks don't have their act together?
No. What people are doing is they're stealing credit card information from banks and putting it into their iPhones. So it's the banks that need to step up their game.
So if I'm following this correctly, the people who steal the credit card information then put it into Apple Pay so that it becomes secure?
So that they can then use it.
Huh.
So they put it into Apple Pay and then they're going to Apple stores and buying expensive Apple equipment and stuff.
I got it. Okay.
With their Apple Pay.
Ah, lovely. All right, Apple also, along with Facebook and 379 other companies like Microsoft, Coca-Cola, Johnson & Johnson, filing a friend of the court briefing with the Supreme Court, pressing the High Court to overturn a lower court ruling that upheld bans on same-sex marriage in 4 states. I thought that was interesting that the companies themselves got involved in that sort of thing. I guess it's good because I think companies should be socially involved, frankly. Major card companies upgrading to chip-enabled cards this year. Security experts say the change may not address the security problems Kenny was talking about. So why would they do that then? If they're not addressing what we just talked about, what's the point?
Because they're more secure than what you have right now.
Oh, okay. It's gradient levels. Why don't you just do what they do in Europe? What's the big deal? Why is that so hard to do?
I think they're working on it. They just haven't gotten there yet.
All right. Well, I know where we are. We're at the end of the hour, 59 after on Good Day.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.